You are listening to WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Middle East scholar Richard Falk will speak this evening on the SIU Carbondale campus, highlighting current events like last week's terror attacks in Paris, along with a broader history of Middle East conflict. In this edition of WSIU in Focus, I spoke with Professor Falk ahead of tonight's lecture, where he says last week's terrorism was both unexpected and not.
It certainly wasn't expected. On the other hand, given the kind of extremism that was emerging in the region, partly in reaction to Western intervention, partly due to indigenous developments in the region, it should not be totally a surprise. Its barbarism, I think, is a surprise. Its behavior has gone beyond even what one came to condemn in relation to Al-Qaeda. And its reach beyond the Middle East should again not be a surprise, because there is a narrative that these extremist groups share that blames the West for a lot of the misery, a lot of the suppression of Islam over many decades. So this kind of destructive and irrational violence, what seems to us irrational violence, that strikes at completely innocent civilians, is something that is, from the ISIS point of view, is an answer to what they believe is the one-sided wars that have been inflicted on the region by Western intervention.
Falk says there must be some acknowledgement from the West that they have a hand in what's developed over decades, if there's ever to be understanding.
Well, I think you're putting your finger on what is a key issue, and that is this didn't happen in isolation, that this is historically conditioned by the West, the West's interest in Middle Eastern oil, the West's interest in securing Israel in the midst of an Arab world, the West's interest in maintaining the Suez Canal as a strategic trade route that was very important for the European countries 100 years ago and remained important until after World War II.
And when it comes to peace,
it doesn't seem as if there's a path that will be taken in the near future. And part of the, I think, the reason for that is that it's hard to envision peace without a sustainable and fair resolution of the Israel-Palestine conflict. And that doesn't seem to be in the offing. It doesn't seem to be likely in the foreseeable future. And there is some hope arising out of the fact that Middle Eastern oil reserves are not quite as crucial as they had seemed to be as recently as a decade ago. At the same time, the United States in particular maintains these special relationships with Israel and Saudi Arabia, both of which I think are very detrimental to finding a way of calming down the region. If you compare the Middle East with the other most troubled part of the world in this period, the Africa, sub-Saharan Africa, what is notable and very evident, particularly these days in the aftermath of the Paris attacks, is that Africa's terrible post-colonial tragedies have been more or less contained and confined to Africa. But the Middle East tragedies and terrible destructive conflicts spill over, both in terms of refugees and also in terms of terrorism.
Richard Falk is an emeritus professor of international law from Princeton. He's now a research fellow at the Orfila Center at the University of California, Santa Barbara. He'll deliver SIUC's Morton Kenney Lecture tonight at 7 o'clock in Morris Library's Guyon Auditorium. I'm Jennifer Fuller.